Welcome to Strike Up the Band
and Orchestra,
Motivating Student Musicians. This podcast is a series of discussions about motivation in the instrumental music program. The participants are Luke Jones, Matt McKeever, and Jennifer Mishra. The podcasts were recorded on the University of Missouri, St. Louis campus.
In this podcast, we discuss the factors that affect whether children choose to participate in music. We are reacting to a research study by Kwang Suk Yoon. Because a major motivator for the choice is parental value, we continue our previous discussions of parental involvement in the motivation of students in music.
So, Matt, you were talking about the types of things he chose to measure.
Yeah, those were there were three of them. There was choice, which basically, do you like sports, do you like music, which is your favorite activity? Or I guess they had the option to choose both. The level of activity, which is basically how much they practice at home. And then parental involvement.
So what were those things that influenced the kids? He starts with choice, so maybe we should start with choice.
Yeah, choice he broke down into gender, age, self-schemas, and parental value. And then said that gender was a major influence because a lot of girls preferred to be in music versus mm-hmm. boys. But also a lot of girls practice more than boys, too. Mm-hmm. So he said that might be a factor. And then with age, he said that as they get older, they show more interest in music. The parental value, that seemed like the biggest factor. When you think of the whole study, that the more value the parents put on music, the more value the child put on music. Mm-hmm. And like the more the parent got involved, the more the child wanted to be in music. So what I took away from this entire study was that parental involvement or parental value, like them even listening to music or having an instrument around the house, really affected choice. And I mean, he had choice, but he also had like parental involvement as its own behavioral outcome. Overall, it seemed like parental involvement was really where it's at. So that really goes well with our previous discussion about how do you motivate the parents to motivate the kids?
He does talk a lot about parental involvement. The level of activity, he said that it wasn't statistically significant that parental involvement equaled more level of activity, which kind of surprised me. He said it does have, there is some correlation and some, it can be somewhat of a predictor of level of activity if a parent's involved, but he said it wasn't statistically significant, so that kind of surprised me.
Well, and because this particular researcher didn't split out the pianist, so the outside of school mm-hmm. private lesson mm-hmm. playing musical instrument and in school ensemble playing, there might be something different about that parental value. If you're doing piano lessons, you actively as a parent have to seek out that kind of study for your child. And in school, the child could bring a note home and say, this is an activity, I'd like to do this. The parent may not be seeking out the school program.
Yeah.
But they would have to seek out piano lessons if they're going to
And I think he said the majority of students in the study were kids who take piano lessons.
Right. Mm-hmm. A good high percentage.
Because probably those third and fourth graders aren't doing band yet.
Parental value helped was a significant predictor of choice.
Yeah.
So when you get kids come home and they start screeching and scratching on the violin and the parent just hears
noise.
The noise,
yeah.
And the teacher's like, well, that's appropriate place to start. Mm-hmm. They don't know what the appropriate place to start is.
Yeah, and I feel like this is particularly true for drummers, you know, because parents hate the sound of a kid on a drum set, but it's just like they're probably right where they're supposed to be.
That's exactly what happened with my parents. My mom was like, can you just stop practicing for like, I mean, it got so bad. She was like, you can only practice for like 30 minutes, and I'd have to like plan my practice schedule around her work schedule. Mm-hmm. So I like made it to where like I had a study period, and then I would go into the mm-hmm. band room and just make sure I practice in the study period. Instead of like being home and practicing, so.
But if you think about the children, if they've had enough experiences at home where someone said, "Stop playing the piano! It's driving me crazy. I've got a headache," or screeching away at the instrument, you can see how that might have a knock-on mm-hmm. effect. I don't play well. Mm-hmm. I just make my parents angry.
That makes me think of a really interesting commercial that I heard. last summer, it was a commercial for a headache medicine. And it was was supposed to be this little, like, it sounded like a fourth grader, like a girl. And she comes home, and she's practicing trombone. And she's like, oh, you know, can Mom, listen to me play this piece. And then you just hear the sound, just like an awful, like, you know, trombone sound. And the voiceover comes in, it's like, do you have a headache? And, you know, it's just like, come on. Like, I was, you know, I don't feel like I'm an old curmudgeon, but I was, like, legitimately offended by that. I'm just like, that's really offensive to say that a kid learning how to play trombone is headache-inducing. Even if it is, you put up with it.
Well, that makes me feel like I should hand out, like, bottles of Excedrin to every, like, parent, like, as they come in. Yeah. Just put up with it. Here's a bottle, you know?
Maybe the parents just don't know what's appropriate. And maybe spending a little bit more time to give the parents the knowledge that this is an appropriate sound right now for the kid.
Yeah, I think it is. And, you know, there was another thing a couple years ago, probably about 2 years ago, where this author for some women's magazine wrote an article about why she's taking her kid out of band because she hates going to these concerts that sound awful. And there was
I think you've talked about this before.
Yeah, there was huge backlash in the music education world to the point where she had to, like, write another article just apologizing because there was so much backlash. Yeah, I think you're right. I think some parents just don't know, and they're just like, oh, that sounds awful, you know? And and they may not even say that to their child, but their enthusiasm for their child's doing rubs off and I think gives that impression.
To have a concert where it's more of an info concert, information concert, where we can talk through the parents of what the students have learned, what's appropriate, where they are now, educates the parents in, you know, you're not going to drop your kid in band in fifth grade and have them come out sounding professional in 5 minutes. It's just not going to happen.
But some of them think that. You know, well, some
because
people,
they don't know. They don't know. They've not had the experience, or the experience, if they did have the experience, it was so long ago, they don't remember it.
Mm-hmm. If you want to compare it to sports, people seem to understand that if you throw a bunch of third graders on the field with a soccer ball, people are going to be falling over and running in the wrong direction, and they just seem to... There's like, oh, you know, that's just the way it is. But I guess the fact that music is a little more, you know...
Yeah, but that's adorable to watch. Yeah. Like, yeah, listening to a third grader play a trumpet is
torture. It's a little more painful to listen to, you know, a kid on snare drum just, you know, going away in the basement as opposed to a kid practicing, swinging and missing a baseball bat. You know, there's a difference there. And again, it goes back to, I think, just the public perception. More people have those experiences as kids playing sports and understanding that's where you start. But if you've never played an instrument and you don't know that at the beginning, you're going to sound awful for a while.
Unless they have the instrument in their hand, like the Suzuki parents.
Yeah.
So do you think parents just by themselves can be that motivating factor? Like if you just get, you can magically get every single parent to just motivate all of them and really encourage them, then forget gender roles, forget like self-schemas or anything like that, just parental involvement could really be...
It was quite high on the of the factors that affected choice. It was almost as high as gender.
I'd be interested to see if there's been any studies done on asking students who have quit instrumental music programs why they quit.
Oh, yeah.
And how much of that was, like you said, they just decided that they weren't good anymore, or how much of it was parental pressure... Either it's costing too much and you're not practicing, which I think is a big one, too. Parents just basically say, you know, I'm paying all this money to rent this instrument and you're not practicing. And the parent says, I'm not going to keep paying for this. I've heard that a lot from students, you know.
So, yeah, they look at it as like something they can take away. Like, oh, will you enjoy this? Well, I'm taking it away.
And that's, and that's the frustrating part is that a parent is punishing the child for something that the parent really has a huge effect on. It's just like, well, if you... gave a, you know what, maybe the kid would too, but you're expecting them to be, you're expecting your 12-year-old or your 13-year-old to be self-motivated to do this, but then you get mad at them when they're not self-motivated.
That's almost like as bad as saying, I'm going to take away your history book because you're not doing your homework
anymore. Exactly.
It's like, right, when the parent didn't ask the child if they'd done their homework.
Yeah. I'm not going to keep buying these textbooks if you're not going to do your homework.
You're getting mad at your kid for not doing their homework, but you're not reminding them to do their homework, and you're not showing that...
Or helping them.
You're not helping them, you're not... Ask, you know, you're not telling them you need to be doing it. You're not showing any interest, or you're not even showing your child that you value them doing homework. If you're not showing that there's value to practicing and that there's value to learning music, and you're not reminding your kid, hey, you should be practicing, don't get mad at them if they're not going to practice, you know, and don't punish them by taking away the instrument.
Thank you for listening. This has been Strike Up the Band
and Orchestra,
motivating student musicians. If you'd like to listen to more of our podcast or would like information on this podcast, visit us at sutbpodcast.wordpress.com.